Stay tuned after the show for a message from Chevron.
I'm Anthony Adragna. This is Politico Energy.
The president-elect and vice-president-elect are committed to a diverse cabinet, and I'm honored and humbled to accept their nomination for Secretary of the Interior.
This is a historic moment, and it should be recognized.
Later today, the Senate will vote to confirm New Mexico Congresswoman Deb Haaland to the Interior Department, making her the first Native American to ever head any presidential cabinet position.
I want to be very clear with you, Mr. President. Representative Haaland's policy views and lack of substantive answers during her nomination hearing, in my opinion, disqualify her for this job.
While I may not personally agree with some of Congresswoman Haaland's past statements and policy positions, as Secretary, she will be carrying out President Biden's agenda, the agenda that the voters elected President Biden to pursue.
Ahead of the vote, I walk you through the journey of her nomination in the Senate and the work ahead for Haaland within the Biden administration. It's Monday, March 15th. We're expecting a final vote shortly after 5:30 today. You know, she passed a key procedural hurdle last Thursday, and she actually picked up some bipartisan support.
So I am going to place my trust in Representative Haaland and her team, despite some very real misgivings.
Lindsey Graham was one of them, who said that he'd been very moved by a letter from one of the tribes in his state, and that was a big part in getting him to support her confirmation. The key vote to watch today that everybody's curious about is Senator Dan Sullivan of Alaska. He backed that procedural vote on Thursday, but his office had indicated he was still reviewing Haaland's record and unclear on whether he's going to support her.
Haaland's nomination was backed by progressives as well as more than 120 tribal leaders who sent a letter to Joe Biden last month urging him to select her for the post.
There's no question that the progressive community was really jazzed about this pick, both for its historic nature, but also because Congresswoman Haaland is very progressive. She was rated one of the top 10 most progressive members of Congress during the last session. She made very clear during her confirmation hearings that she's intending to carry out Biden's agenda. But I think the progressive community sees a real victory here, and that somebody who so visibly and so unabashedly was progressive during her time as a lawmaker will be taking the helm. What this means in terms of Interior's agenda, Joe Biden has a very ambitious agenda at Interior that Congresswoman Haaland, soon to be Secretary Haaland, will be overseeing. That includes things like conserving 30% of the nation's lands and waters by 2030. There's this ongoing matter she's going to have to resolve about the pause of new lease sales on federal lands, and what she does there is going to be hugely consequential and very closely watched. As we've seen throughout the confirmation process, she was very reluctant to make super specific commitments.
Together, we can work to position our nation and all of its people for success in the future.
She pledged to follow the law. She made clear to repeatedly emphasize that she's implementing President Joe Biden's agenda and that people shouldn't be surprised when she, in fact, carries it out.
Do you support shutting down the Keystone Pipeline?
Senator, if I say that I support President Biden's agenda, I assume that you could take my answer as a yes.
Thank you.
And I think one of the things that's been stressed repeatedly to me and to my colleague Ben LaFabe, who's been doing a lot of reporting throughout the confirmation process, is that Congresswoman Haaland brings an earnest desire to hear from all sides. And so she's going to face an early test of that with things like this lease pause, where she's going to be hearing from tribes, from interest from the fossil fuel sector, and how she balances those interests is going to be a really probably an early indication of how she's going to approach this role. Like much of the federal government, the Interior Department, certainly many feel as though it's been hollowed out. A lot of the scientists have left. It's also just sprawling, right? It's responsible for so much land. It's got so many different departments and responsibilities. And I think, as we've seen now at places like the Energy Department and EPA, there's going to be an early focus on bringing back career experts trying to rebuild the federal workforce. She's going to also have some really thorny issues. She was very vocally opposed to moving the Bureau of Land Management out to Colorado. Does she keep it out there? Does she bring that back to Washington? She's going to have a lot of it's going to be an interesting early challenge to both understand the state of things there and also to try to rebuild it.
This is a bright light, especially given the history of colonialism in this country.
To have an American Indian elevated to this high of a post is truly an amazing moment in the history of federal and tribal relations.
It's impossible to understate the importance of this confirmation to tribal communities across the country. We've seen tribes from literally every corner of the country strongly endorsing her selection.
A native voice with that type of experience is priceless, I think. I think tribes will be very happy with this decision.
Even in areas like Alaska, where there are many of the tribes up there support energy production.
I hear two things from Alaskans over and over again. Alaskan natives in particular are enormously proud.
Genuinely having a seat at the table is certainly one thing and incredibly important to tribal communities, but also just having somebody who has lived the experiences that many of them have. And feeling like somebody who understands where they're coming from, who's advocated for their interests, I think for them it's just they're hoping it's a sea change in relationships with the federal government and really feeling like they have somebody who understands where they're coming from and wants to do everything that they can to benefit the tribes. Also, on Friday, the White House announced it will work with Australia, Japan, and India to strengthen implementation of the Paris Climate Deal within their borders and overseas. The agreement to work on this front also includes cooperation on climate finance, resilience, and technology, and steps to promote aggressive emissions reductions from other countries. However, it's unclear if the plan is to get these countries to limit their temperature increases to 2 degrees Celsius or just 1.5 degrees, but either goal will be a tough target for all of these countries, given that India and Australia still rely on coal for their energy needs, and Japan imports a large amount of natural gas. For more news on energy and the environment, subscribe to our newsletter at politico.com/morningenergy. If you like our show, leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. And listen to our other shows, Politico Dispatch, Playbook Audio Briefing, and Nerdcast. I'm Anthony Dragna. Talk to you again tomorrow.
Last year, Chevron invested billions of dollars to bring affordable, reliable, ever cleaner energy to America. Because it's only human to work toward a brighter future. Learn more at chevron.com.